Hello and welcome to Why Did I Keep This, a podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets and why it is so hard for us to let them go. Please join us as we examine our relationships with stuff and potentially convince each other to say goodbye to excess baggage, or maybe we'll encourage each other to keep everything forever. Let's find out. We are your hosts. I'm Jackie Glick, a producer living in LA who's an avid window shopper and loves a sample sale.
I am Courtney Vinace, an actor, video game streamer, and improviser living in LA with a colorful, quirky, and highly impractical closet.
And I'm Lana Cuthbertson, an entrepreneur living in Montreal who has an impressively strict one-in, one-out policy and who's working towards a closet full of timeless classics.
Together, we are the three closeteers on a journey through time and space. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Cheers, closeteers.
Cheers. I love it.
Welcome back to the pod. How's it going?
It's going good. So excited for season two. It's official. We've been doing, we did a whole season and now we're starting a second. I love this. I love this
very
much.
I wish that in podcasts, it was kind of like season two of a TV show where like everybody has better highlights.
Yeah.
Everyone's teeth is a little bit whiter. Yeah. Like everyone's had a little bit of a glow up. But, you know, I would say
I think
we have had a glow up. We've had a chance to go back to the older episodes, listen to them, learn from them. So I'm really excited for the glow up that we are destined to have in season two.
Yes, I agree. I agree. You guys look great also for the listeners.
I would say the same to the two of you. You look great. You know, your homes that I can see into look great. Everybody's got sort of a, like, I don't know, like a glow that speaks to a new normal emerging in the world that we're all sort of getting used to. I don't know about the two of you, but I'm like, okay, I think I found this happy medium where I can, like, you know, live a normal life. And that feels like an important new phase for potentially many of us.
Yeah, I think that's a nice way of putting it. I actually think that that's kind of a good moment. I think for this first episode, we talked about getting into sort of a state of the union or maybe more aptly a state of the closet. Get into what everybody is dealing with in this new season and where we're going and where we're coming from, you know?
Love it. Love it. It's really good timing because I did just do a closet audit.
Told my partner.
For like a changing of the seasons, any reason in particular that that came up or that happened?
Yeah. It was a bit of a changing of the seasons. Like, you know, I don't know. I live in Montreal as you know, and, I've only lived here for a few years, so I'm finding that I'm still getting used to, like, the seasons here, which are a little bit different from Edmonton, where I lived before. There's, like, a more humid summer, a longer, warmer fall, but the change into sweaters and the need for daily sweaters in the winter is, like, very much more, it's heavier in Montreal compared to Edmonton. It's sort of a weird, like, it's a funny thing. So, like, what a weird problem to have. When do I take out all my sweaters from the, like, storage drawer where they've been all summer? And, you know, how should they look now? And which ones have a weird smell? And do they need to be washed? And, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, this brings up a really important thing that I feel very passionate about. The Laundress, which is a brand of laundry, I guess, accessories and detergent, has this amazing moth sweater spray. So in the spring or in the summer, like when you're putting your sweaters into the drawer, you like spritz them with this sort of like, it's a spray of some kind that like sort of keeps them smelling nice and keeps moths away and sort of like keeps them fresh for the season.
So like a good smelling moth deterrent.
Yeah, I feel like I might be making up the moth part of this, but it's something that you spray on your sweaters before you put them in their drawer for their summer slumber. Well, it's like, it's very nice. I think you should get it. Or maybe You should look into it.
It's a great idea. It does feel like an important, necessary part of my sort of, you know, like collection, I guess, or routine of clothes. And I can see why you would bring moths into it, because that's like the typical sort of cliche, like, this is what happens to sweaters. That's why they smell weird. The smell is moths, right? Mothballs, something, something. And I'm like, have I ever in my life experienced an actual, like, moth problem situation with my sweaters? I haven't.
Yeah, I haven't. Knock on wood, guys. That could be a real problem for all of us.
I knocked on wood. I don't know why. As a native Southern Californian, this is all so fascinating to me because I've never once had to change out my closet.
Well, as our listeners know, that Courtney and I are both in LA, and I wish you could see this because she's wearing a tank top and I am wearing a big wool sweater. Now, the reason I'm wearing a sweater is because this morning it was sub 70 when I woke up. To me, that means you can wear a sweater all day today if you want.
Amazing.
And now it's probably, it definitely is not.
It was 70. Hot. It was hot today. I had to leave the house and I was quite comfy in my tank top. I was, if anything, I got even a little toasty and I am, but here's the thing is it is chilly in the mornings and it's very chilly at night. So we're at the point in Southern, it's a desert. So, you know, it gets cold. It does get cold at night. But yeah, I mean, we're in the layering phase of LA where it's like the second the sun comes up, the second you're in the sun, you need to like strip down. Like you could be in a bathing suit and be fine. But then the second you're in the shade the sun
or
sets.
The sun goes down or like pre morning.
Yes.
Dawn, if you will.
If you will.
The other changeover that I've been doing lately is my morning running clothes. And everyone, please feel free to roll your eyes right now at the fact that I just
I feel free about it. And also, like, I don't think our listeners need any more encouragement to, like, feel like you're the responsible, like, healthy one. Like, we know, Lana. We get it. Courtney and I are, like, filling our closets and you're, like, streamlining. We get it.
Well, I mean, it is a problem because I've turned into a real cliche. Like, I run in the mornings. I listen to my audiobooks. I, like, get ideas for my tech company, and then I sit and like type on my computer all day, and I'm like, I can't even talk about that. I can't even talk about this. This is so cliche and so cringy and like so awful.
Is awful that you work out every morning.
Yeah. How dare you be a responsible and focused adult?
It's the audacity behavior.
Anyway. Okay? Needless to say, anyway, segueing into the same topic, I've been trying to figure out when to switch from like gym shorts into sort of running pants, like Lululemon sort of legging pants. And this past couple weeks, I have now made the official transition to pants, but it was a real back and forth situation for a while. It was shorts and then pants and it's humidity and raining and not. And it's like, what do you wear in the morning? So that's been another closet transition for me, is trying to figure out like, okay, and at what point do I put on gloves? And then when do I wear a hat? And I probably should have worn gloves this morning. Running didn't. It was fine. We're figuring it out bit by bit.
No frostbite. No frostbite. You're fine.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yet.
And so the final piece of my closet audit was I spent a chunk of last weekend pulling out things that I hadn't worn in a few months, putting them all in like their special type of washing machine cycle, and then letting most of them like line dry or, you know, air dry, and then ironing, which I do once every like few years. I never iron stuff, and I pulled out the iron, and I did some ironing, and I didn't remember how to use the iron. I was like, does it always drip this much? Like, what is an iron?
The closest I've come to ironing lately is I take my hair straightener, and I, like, do the collar.
Yeah.
I have, like, a little handheld steamer thing.
I have a steamer also.
I love the steamer. It's not quite as good as the iron. I also, I used to work at a restaurant where we had like white, you know, collared shirts, and I had to iron those. And that was when I was like 20 years old. So a decade and a half ago. It's been a while. So I've had the same iron. And I actually, maybe like 2 years ago or so, went to go iron something. I was like, I'll just iron this. But my iron had collected so much dust on it that I just went, I wasn't thinking like wipe off the dust. And so anyway, it ended up just staining like the shirt. I had to just like wash the shirt anyway. Luckily it all like came out, but I just got like a dust stain all over the front of a shirt. And I was like, this is what happens when I try to be an adult. This is why I should stop trying. Right?
Well, now laundry machines have that thing on them that you can press, like a, like you can put them back in the dryer and like press, permanent press.
Really? You know? No, really?
What?
Is it like a separate, is it like a tray?
No, it's like a setting, and like you could like,
is that what perm press means on the dryer?
I think so. That's what I use it for. I don't know if it actually works, but like I throw it in with like a, an ice cube, and then it like steams it clean and gets rid of some of the rinks.
I love that. I mean, I definitely do. Now that I have a washer dryer in unit, I do throw things into the dryer.
Let's look into it. Let's do some of that research we never actually do and see if that's what it actually means.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's the thing I've been meaning. I should know. I've been doing laundry for many, many years now. But I'm always like, I don't know what perm press means, but it's not heavy duty, so I'll just go with that.
You know,
so,
right. Laundry.
Heavy duty sounds serious.
I feel like there's like a, there's like a world where I learned laundry kind of more and better than I did. Like, I know the basics of laundry. It's sort of like wash and dry, and sometimes don't put things in the dryer. But like, there's like a whole other layer and level of like laundry know-how that probably like helps your clothes last longer and helps your life be better and helps you achieve more general happiness and sense of satisfaction with your time.
Mm-hmm. You know, in like olden times, like television and film, like it was like a thing that that girl could get a stain out of anything, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like a real point of pride. Whereas like if I stain something, I take it immediately to a dry cleaner, and I'm like, can you do this? Or like, I certainly can't, don't have that skill set.
Yeah, see, my problem with stains is like, okay, I stain something, but usually it happens pretty quick. If it can't,
you know, fast.
Yeah. If it's like you can put it in the wash, I'll just put it in the wash and just see what mm-hmm. happens. Like, I don't know what to do beyond that. If it's dry clean only, I'll pretty much be like, okay, let's consider this now just generally ruined. Can I still avoid going to the dry cleaner? Can I put this in the washing machine now and just see if a miracle happens? And I tried this with a blue dress I have, and it turned out okay. It got out of the stain that I created trying to wash a different stain out. So like the technique I used to try to get a stain out as like a spot technique just created a new stain. Mm-hmm. That stain was resolved by the washing machine for this dry clean only dress. But the original stains are still there. And now the dress is not nearly as like nice as it was because I've put a dry clean only dress into the washing machine.
How serious is the stain? Like, are you still wearing this dress?
I am, yes.
That's what I thought the answer was, yeah. So I just wanted to get it on the record.
I sort of assumed that since you still had it, it sounds like you still had it. I was like, well, she's still wearing it.
She hasn't replaced it.
She would get rid of it. Otherwise,
it's a really good dress for like a warmer season and for like a sort of casual bachelorette party or a wedding shower type.
That is event. So specific.
And I've worn it to like 3 bachelorette parties. Okay, now this is the other problem.
What is the stain that you're getting at these bachelorette parties?
Well, 2 of them have been cooking classes. That's been like the event activity at the bachelorette party. So
that's saucy, but in a different way than I was expecting.
Exactly. So anyway, I don't know why. I'm like really looking back now as I'm talking about this out loud, thinking about my odd choices and thinking like this makes no sense to wear like a pretty nice dress that's dry clean only to cooking classes, to bachelorette parties. And like, this is silly. This is just silly.
I mean, what do you wear to a bachelorette party? That's a whole episode and it's in and of itself.
That's what I'm talking. It, like, this was the dress. This was the great. And it was one of those ones where you could like put a jean jacket over top. And like
or
wear,
a bolero.
Or a bolero. Courtney, let's hear about your closet.
My closet is pretty much the same. I do have a big bag of clothes I'm going to take to a consignment place tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
And I'm very excited. I did take a bag of a lot of the same things a few months ago, maybe in like July or June, but seasons have changed and I have a lot of, there are some sweaters in there, there's some things. So I'm going to see if I can sell a couple things, get rid of them. But I am, okay, in our last episode of our last season, we were sort of, we talked about how, you know, how we were doing with our closet goals and what our perspectives were. And I mentioned how I was done holding on to clothes that were too small for me or didn't quite fit, that I was going to honor my body in the size and shape that it is. And I've done a pretty good job with that, except for one pair of pants. Okay, there's one pair of pants that's technically one size below what is my probably true size. But they're black denim Madewell pants. And they fit great in the legs. Like, they hit exactly at the right place, like, just above my ankle. And they have, like, the right amount of, like, fraying at the end. It's just that they're a wee bit tight on my tummy. And I can tell if they were, like, a size up, it'd feel... But, like, everything besides, like, where you buckle them... I mean, I can buckle them. I can buckle them. I can get them in there. It's not... I have to wear it maybe with, like, a baggier shirt because it's not super flattering. But I just keep going back and forth where I'm like, technically, I would say these don't fit. Technically, they're not the most comfortable. But I do like how they look on the rest of my leg. I have not put them on once since stay-at-home things happened almost 2 years ago. So there's that. That's a good reason to get rid of them. I know that they would sell. I know that they would sell because they're made well. They're in like such, they're such good condition. Mm. So I'm kind of, those are sitting next to my giant IKEA bag of stuff I'm getting rid of.
It's a conundrum. Thank you so much for bringing this to us. Thank you for trusting us with this conundrum.
I'd love your opinions. I'd love your opinions on what you would do.
My first question was going to be, you know, are you still wearing them once a week and loving them and it's awesome? And the answer sounds like a hard no. So
it's a hard no.
Like, you know what? This, it feels like I might be the one here taking the position of, who are you depriving of these pants somewhere else in the world?
Okay.
If they're so great, like someone out there, they're going to be absolutely perfect for.
That's true.
Might be a way to help you think about getting rid of them. However, okay, devil's advocate to myself. I definitely have pairs of pants in like probably across three different sizes, just based on like my body changing over the years, up and down, back and forth, you know, like it happens. And I will say that I have like, I don't know, I've gone back to other pants or different sizes if they've been like really nice classic pants.
That's the problem. These are so classic.
Yeah.
They're just plain black. Like they go with everything. And I've done a really good job of keeping just taking care of them. And so they're still, they're not like faded at all. But you're right. Like somebody else, part of me is also like, I could sell them and get trade in money and then buy another pair of pants that 100% fit great. But
you could buy the exact same pants essentially because Madewell keeps their styles. Now, the other thing I'd like to bring to the table, which is maybe an unexpected twist, is that I have a pair of Madewell pants that are a little bit tight on me. And if they're a little bit tight on me, that might be a perfect fit for you.
Oh, my God.
So perhaps it's a real tradesies. And
maybe
and
I should do a one in, one out. Maybe we should.
Yeah, maybe I should consider... I should give you these ones to try on. I, in fact, ordered a pair of Madewell pants in a size up just this week. Oh. So I've already taken the step to get rid of the old ones, but I haven't given them away to anyone. So I'll give them a try on first, and maybe it could just be a clean switch.
The conclusion I draw from this conversation is that Madewell makes pants that are too tight.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm big agree. Big agree. They're
big
good.
Agree.
I did. One of the things I did sell, or two of the things I did sell, were two other pairs of pants. They're sort of in the same category earlier in the summer. And so I've sort of given myself this permission. Like, you got rid of two pants that you're not wearing, and that they were hard pants. We talked about hard pants a few episodes ago. They were hard pants, and I got rid of some of my hard pants. So this is truly maybe my last pair of hard pants that I have. And am I going to be able to get rid of them? I don't know. I might put them. I haven't put them on. Maybe I'll put them on before I make my decision.
I think you should wear them to Jackie's house next week.
To try on the new pants.
I will. I mean, I was truly planning on wearing sweats over to Jackie's house the next week, but I will wear them, and maybe I can just change into sweats.
Yeah, we could do a little fashion show beforehand, like the good old days.
Yes. Oh my God. That'd be amazing. I personally would love that.
I'm impressed. I'm excited for you to go to the consignment store. That's something that I've started a pile for, but have yet to.
Oh my God, Jackie, we are going together when it happens. Oh,
that would be so fun. I have a couple of things that I'm going to sell on the internet, mm-hmm. and then I have a couple of things that I need to sell in person. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I also have a couple of things that I'm literally sending in the mail to my sister-in-law, who still wears fancy clothes.
I love it. Well, Jackie, let's move to you. Let's hear about how your closet is doing.
I feel like I just
I know. That's it. But we want specifics. Do you have like a specific thing that you've acquired or gotten rid of?
An incredible thing happened. So as our listeners may know, because we started this podcast just after, I eloped during the pandemic. I wore a T-length Zimmerman long sleeve white dress that was so pretty and perfect. But before that, I had acquired a long wedding gown that I couldn't get tailored because of the pandemic. So it was sitting in my closet in perfect condition for about, I guess, 2 years, a year and a half. And I sold it last week on the internet to a lovely woman in New Jersey who is getting married in March, and I'm so happy to give that dress like an actual place to be worn. And because like we might one day have like a reception with our family and friends, but the chances of me wanting to wear a long white silk gown are slim, if I'm being honest. So, you know, this feels like a very good step on the, you know, keeping the closet slim.
Very well done. What a cool thing.
I use this website called Still White, and I posted pictures of the dress from, it was a Reformation dress. It's this like very lovely 100% silk dress. I used pictures from the Reformation site, and then I took pictures of it in its bag sort of to show that it was like tagged on and everything was still sort of intact. I had a couple bites throughout the year, and then this last week someone, you know, but really actually bought it. And I'm so pleased. Knock on wood, they haven't, it should have arrived yesterday. So hopefully that goes well.
Amazing. I'm excited to hear the update. I hope, and like, I hope she sends pictures. Like, wouldn't it be cool if you became friendship and something rom-com like?
Yeah. Friendship and something rom-com. I love, that's my favorite genre.
I'm her bridesmaid, probably.
Amazing. Wedding dresses has got to be an episode of something.
Yeah, I've got some opinions.
I didn't throw away, I didn't resell the dress that I wore to the wedding, to our elopement. I still have that. And I think I'll probably keep that one. It's really lovely. And actually, because it's not a wedding gown, I could wear it again.
Yes.
famous last words. Oh my God. But I really do think that I could wear it to like a luncheon. Like, it's not so fancy that I couldn't wear
it. You could wear it to like a fundraiser, like one of those like bougie fundraisers held at museums and like nice hotels.
I've never been invited to a bougie fundraiser, but one day I could wear that dress.
Oh, there will be those fundraisers in your future, I have no doubt, and this will be the perfect dress to wear to them.
I mean, it is such a dream to be invited to a bougie fundraiser, like one with like an auction or something.
Maybe? Yeah.
Oh, and my gosh, yes.
Yeah, what else? What else would they have? What else do I have? Literally have no idea.
Can have hors d'oeuvres?
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah. They'd have free drinks. Probably an open bar.
Yeah.
Like free food? Come on.
Yeah, sure.
You gotta make sure to bring like a bigger purse than just like a little, because you can like get some of the hors d'oeuvres in there.
Take that entree in there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Champagne flutes, but they're French 75s.
Oh, fancy. This fundraiser you're planning.
I love
is
this
really
fundraiser
nice.
That you're going to, Jackie. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Send photos.
I absolutely will. It'll be 20 years from now and you won't remember why I'm sending you photos, but you'll enjoy them.
Yeah, I'll be happy nonetheless. It'll probably be like a hologram photo because it's the future. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Amazing.
Hologram photo. Yeah, it definitely will be. Yeah. No, I think I'm feeling really good about it. It was a little bit sad, obviously, because we didn't get to wear the dress that I had bought, but I really do feel empowered that this woman like can now wear the dress and she got a good deal and I feel good about that too.
And that's great. Made someone's wedding. You made like you were the like you were the root of someone's joy and relief, because wedding dress shopping is stressful.
The worst.
Sorry, Lane, I totally cut you off.
No. And it's nice that it's out of your closet. It's not this like ghost in your closet now.
It is. And also like I don't feel beholden to have a specific type of party now that I don't have a specific type of dress already for a party that hasn't been planned. And also a long silk gown it sort of restricts the growth of your body.
It does.
And now I am not beholden to a certain size as we don't want to be, you know.
We don't. No.
Nobody wants that.
So I'm pretty excited about it. That's the biggest sort of sale from the closet update that I have. But other than that, you know, I've been buying a lot of dresses that I like to call muumuus. They've been they like really are that like LA summer dress that doesn't touch your body at all.
My because of the heat. My gran wore muumuus all the time.
She was on to something.
Well, she went from muumuu to like escada pantsuit. Like there was nothing in between. She would wear muumuus or a escada pantsuits.
I do want to be like Bran. That's a really nice life.
Oh, she had the best. She's totally my fashion icon for sure.
Yeah. These dresses are like, they're from sort of, you know, LA based places mainly. And my husband calls them, he's like, oh, you're wearing a muumuu to dinner. Like that. I think he loves them, but, you know,
yes, I can tell.
You can judge that comment yourself.
Those are truly my favorite. Like I love like a long sleeved dress that still manages to not be hot. Like it keeps you protected from the summer sun, but and yet it also doesn't touch your body at all. It's
amazing. This is like the Montreal sweater LA equivalent. Like this is not a garment I can relate to, really. This is not a practical Canadian thing.
No.
You don't think
not.
You could layer with a muumuu?
No.
You don't think it'd look nice with a fleece?
I don't think so.
It's funny because I'm getting I have my eye on a sort of fall colored muumuu, and it's like we're going to the UK for the holiday season, and I was like, do you think I could wear my fall muumuu in London winter? Like, do I wear tights with it? I just don't think it's possible, but I'm considering how it could be.
I don't think so.
Because I do enjoy, like, I do enjoy the, like, no touching of the body garment.
I think you should give that up. I don't think that's gonna...
Look, I'm gonna send you pictures of my muumuu, and I think it'll change your mind. It's not really a muumuu. It's a dress, but...
All right.
It has a lot of similar qualities to the
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. If you want to make it work, I believe you can. They have like those like the fleece lined leggings you can wear under it. Some like
you said
fashion
fleece lined muumuu. Wow.
Yeah, just take it to the tailor.
That
bring
would
some
be
fleece.
The Montreal solution. Put the fleece on the inside of the muumuu.
On the inside.
Yeah. On the inside. It's not a bad idea.
That feels to me like a really fantastic roundup of our closets.
Truly.
Yeah. Truly. I'm proud of me. There hasn't been like a ton of change, but I also haven't added a lot to my closet, which is big for me. I feel like at the very beginning of the pandemic, I was sad and I bought a lot of things that I really didn't need. I bought like a pair of Swedish has-beens. I bought a lot of Reformation dresses. I bought like the things that weren't sweatpants. And I've cooled it. I've cooled it. I've realized that buying things doesn't make me permanently happier. It does make me happier in the moment. I can't lie about that. But I'm cutting back on adding, and I'm getting rid of things, and I feel like I'm being more critical. And for that, I'm proud of me.
I'm proud of you too.
Thank you.
Well done. Very good.
This is part where I would like to just sort of skim over me because I've not had that same kind of success. Lana, how are you doing?
I did add recently two items. One is this like long, heavy fall sweater / coat. It's like a knee length, olive green, like partly wool. It's cozy. And I saw it on Instagram, got me again, and I bought it, and I love it. And then I also have purchased a new pair of hard pants that are like
professional hard pants, or
like jeans, like trend, okay, like in my head, sort of what the trendy type of jean, like high waisted button fly Levi's unskinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, I like those.
I was walking around town, and I'm like, I can't walk around town in skinny jeans anymore. Like people are noticing, and they are not. No one's noticing me, but
everyone's like, look at that millennial over there.
Yeah, I didn't want to be labeled a millennial. I wanted to fit in with Gen Z.
yeah.
Hello, fellow youths.
I think that's great. Those are very thoughtful additions to the closet.
You know, I the sweater is great. No regrets. The jeans, like,
you're going to wear them. You're going to need them, and you're going
to
love them.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to wear them to a drag show I'm going to next week.
There you go.
That's perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, I'm so glad to be back into this, and I need to be held accountable. So this is probably good that we're going to meet every week, and I'm going to have to tell you all of my indiscretions. But, you know, thank you guys for coming back, and thank you to our listeners for coming back. And if you want to follow us, please like and subscribe on our Instagram, which is @ Why Did I Keep This? And thank you so much, Genevieve Vincent, for our lovely composition. And, you know, thanks everybody for coming back. This is great.
Thanks. Yeah, and also, did we thank Akshay? We got to thank him. He's the producer.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Akshay, for doing all the producing stuff.
Go team.
We appreciate it as ever.
Go team. All right, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.